trying times of drought, I find myself suddenly very interested in succulents. I enjoy watching them flourish with hardly any water and marvel at how easy they are to propagate. I was interested to discover that Telemann also had a passion for plants and flowers. Writing in 1742, he admitted, "While music is my field and plough, and serves to give me many of my keenest pleasures, I have lately attached myself to a new suitor, namely the love of flowers. I am insatiable where hyacinths and tulips are concerned, greedy for ranunculi, and especially for anemones." His friend Handel sent him a crate of plants from England in 1750. At the time, Telemann was 69, and Handel wrote that he hoped that his passion for exotic plants would prolong Telemann's days and sustain his zest for life. Unfortunately, the plants did not reach Telemann. When the sea captain arrived in Hamburg, he heard a false rumour that Telemann was dead. Handel was to send a replacement set of plants 4 years later. This time, he first acquired a list of Telemann's requirements, and it seems that he obtained the plants at the Chelsea Physics Garden. Telemann's Hamburg garden became well known, and in it were reportedly strange and beautiful plants. These included exotic cacti and aloes from his friend the composer Piesendell. Telemann's garden survived all the way into the middle of the 19th century, and a list of the plants in the garden still exists. To end, here's a jubilant piece by Telemann. The Vivace from the Concerto for Three Trumpets and Timpani, played here by the Academy for Alte Musik, Berlin. Was the Academy for Alte Musik playing the Vivace from the Concerto for Three Trumpets and Timpani by Telemann. FMR.